It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I engaged in an adult consensual affair with another man.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing, Rob?
I told you that would happen.
I bet that wouldn't have happened if you were drinking, Rob.
I'm sure you're right, Mike.
I think I'm absolutely right. We're having a great time. We want to thank the Sklar brothers. I had to run upstairs into the conference room because they're doing a thing for their ongoing TV show. They're doing a million projects. I don't know what it's for.
They're very connected.
But I just did a little TV thing, and it's about that Julio Franco. So I have no idea where that's going to be, but I'm sure they will let me know, and I will let you know as well. Here is our phone number, 877-365-3636. We're meeting Buzz Babe candidates today on the show, and all of the Buzz Babes, and also Rob and Buzz and Mike, we invite you to join all of us out at the front page. We're going to be there tonight after the show. 4201 Wilson Boulevard in Arlington, across from Ballston Mall.
Join us.
They got the best crab cakes in town.
I always love to have them crab cakes there, boy.
Go to frontpagearlington.com or you can call 703-248-9990. And where is BDK? I've completely forgotten.
That's
BDK.
That's a good question.
Let's bring BDK. Rob, don't be cruel. Let's bring him in. Let's bring BDK in first. And then we've got three more Buzz Babes to meet also.
Yes, we do.
All right. First of all, we'll get BDK. Man, I'm running all over the place. It's a crazy day today.
Yeah,
too
good,
much.
Good,
insane.
Crazy.
A lot of stuff. The Sklar brothers were very cool guys.
Yes,
very,
they were.
Very, very nice.
I like them.
It's
and, of course,
kind of
here
crazy.
He is, ladies and gentlemen, BDK. Kevin,
hey, man.
Sit over in the corner. We want you as far away from everybody else. Do not
as
pat me on
to
the
me
back.
As you can.
There he is.
Their babes are going to be sitting here.
I know. They're going to be babes here.
Buzz, can I sit on your lap?
No.
Aww.
All right, Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you, sir?
Nice to see you. Very mellow. Is this your first beverage?
I'm excited. It's my first
Let's
beverage.
Hear you open it on the air, please.
Here we go. Right.
It's BYOB Friday.
There it is.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
That is the Heineken.
Can
Heineken.
You
All
pick
right,
up
Kevin.
That bottle cap, please?
Yes, sir.
Kevin, for those that might not know and have not heard you, and don't simply say the Junkies, because we are all, you know, in the regional national show that we are around the country. What can people know about you, BDK?
Well,
Kevin?
I do movie reviews, obviously, for our
movie
show.
Reviews.
Movie reviews.
Movie reviews.
And slow down and savor every syllable.
Do movie reviews on Fox 5 with your boy Tony Perkins, who makes a regular appearance here
He's
on your show.
He's not my boy. He is my friend.
T-Perk, very nice guy.
Uh-huh. Kind of t-shirt you got on today.
It's a
very,
Billabong t-shirt.
What is it?
Billabong.
Very, very different
very
for
nice.
You.
Yeah, I'm 24 years old. I dress like I'm 12.
You know, you have dressed kind of modernly today.
Yes.
I like that. Is that a word, modernly?
No, you dressed very modern.
Moderately.
Just very
Not
modern.
Not moderate. What the hell?
Rob, you interview him, please.
What's
I'm taking a break. I got to go pee.
So, Kevin, how's your state of mind?
My state of mind is good. I mean, obviously, you guys know I have my mental issues.
Yes, yes.
Like
Would you like to enumerate those?
Can I ask you about those?
Yeah, I mean, I've had obsessive compulsive disorder for about 12 years.
And what
really?
Does that
Seriously?
Mean?
Yeah, and I mean, basically, there's a low
Basically?
There's low serotonin.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. We're going to get back to this interview in a second. Let's bring the Buzz Babes in here right now. Our last three Buzz Babes. Here they come.
I'm
yes,
dizzy.
Pepan? Pardon me? Oh, and Zane. We got to talk to Zane, too.
Oh, I forgot
God,
about
so
that.
So much going on. Should we talk to Zane before we bring the Buzz Babes? Bethan, hold off on the Buzz Babes. We're going to talk to Zane Lamprey first, okay? I'm sorry to do an audible like that, but I have to.
He does a show about drinking, too.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, let's please welcome star of Mojo HD's Three Sheets, a very, very funny show, and what's more important to me, an informative show, Zane Lamprey. Zane, how are you?
It's not supposed to be informative.
Zane, it is. That's what makes it great. That is what makes the show truly, truly great, is you not only go around and you party, but you can find out, you know, who's got the booze, where. I'm trying to think. You went to one club in Vegas, and they had these shooters, and they were like fruit-flavored shooters.
And you see what that girl was wearing in that scene?
Yeah. To be honest with you, Zane, wow. She was really not a candidate for that outfit as far as I was concerned.
You know what?
Yeah.
I will not disagree with you right now.
Zane, it's nice to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
Mojo HD is a new network. When are you on Mojo HD?
I'm on, the show premieres Thursday nights at 9, but quite frankly, they run it probably about three times a day. So it's a good odd if you turn the channel on right now, I'm on it.
I really would have loved to be at the pitch meeting for that show. I would have given anything to, I know you wrote it down. I was asking our guest. Sometimes, Beth Ann, when you write it down, I like to ask the guest anyway. Excuse me, I'm talking to my executive producer. The pitch meeting for that show. You walk in and you say, I want to do a show. Are you, you're involved in producing it as well, aren't you?
Well, I mean, they actually came to me with it.
Oh, you bastard!
Does that make me a bad person?
That makes you the luckiest guy in the world, as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's incredible. They say, now, were you a part of your before this?
Well, let's just say I went to school for 5 years.
Say no more, Zane.
And I was an art major, so it's not like I really needed to make up anything.
Say no more. So this show, you travel around, you go, oh, my God, I mean, I got the list of places that you've been. Barcelona, Saigon, also Las Vegas. You've been all over the world, and you basically go and party everywhere you go. You drink.
I was in Bangkok, and I just like to say Bangkok.
Yes, we Bangkok. Like all right. Thank you.
Mike loves to do that to me.
This is BDK. Say hi to him.
Fun thing to do and a fun place to go. Okay.
Yes, I like to hit him in the balls. But anyway, so your favorite destination so far? I'm not talking about city. I'm talking about like an individual bar that you've partied at. Is there one that stands out in your mind where you've been and said, I would go back here even if the cameras weren't rolling?
No, that is the toughest and most frequent question I get asked, and I should
that's
probably
why
have
I asked
a canned
it.
Answer.
I'm not original.
I mean, I could have a canned response for that, but it's like every place we go is so different. I loved Hong Kong. I thought that place was amazing, and those people can party like nobody's business. Seoul, Korea was the same thing. Scotland, of course.
Asians have, in this country, I think the stereotype is Asians like to gamble. They're bad drivers, but you don't think of Asian Americans or Asians in general as getting really effed up. And the fact is, when you go overseas, they party their ass off.
You know,
right?
It's sort of like a cultural thing where I'm speaking generally, but they're so sort of like steeped in tradition during the day, and they're so tightly wound during the day that when they drink and they unravel, it's like a spring. It's just and they go off the. You know, in Japan, it's like the most serious.
They enjoy their sake. By the way, what do they drink? Beer, scotch, or everything?
Where in
Japan?
Well, you know what they drink their sake and they drink their beer and they do love their whiskey as well. So.
And now, do they still have those karaoke bars over there in Japan? Do they do that?
Yes, unfortunately, they do. It's, you go up and talk to someone after he was just singing some country song. So you go up and start speaking to him, thinking he speaks English, and he has no idea what he just sang.
Right.
So now
when you're in those karaoke bars, are they singing mostly songs that, as an American, you recognize, or are there?
I mean, every other, you know, not so many, but there's a few that are, and it's usually like country westerns. It's pretty awesome.
Now, I asked the question kind of jestingly before, but they come to you, Zane. You've done some stand up work. You've done some TV work, and they come to you and say, "We want to do a show, and you're going to go to different cities all over the world." And you're going to get drunk.
I say, talk to my people. I did because, you know, I've gotten, like, pitches of some cool stuff before. And then, you know, through bureaucracy of this business, it's just sometimes it just, you know, it doesn't work out. And this one's like, hey, we want to send you all over the world and drink, and we're going to pay to do it. Yeah. Talk to my agent.
So you didn't trust it, right?
Even now you have to let things go one ear out the other and just kind of just take them for what they are. And when it happens, that's when you take it seriously. So, but these guys, you know, Mojo is a smaller network. I mean, it's a great network, but the beauty of it is that I'm not doing it on like a major channel like Discovery or anything like that or Food Network or whatever. So these guys just let me do whatever I want.
Would it ever move into a Discovery or a Food Network? Would you see it doing that?
You know, it can because, you know, basically the Food Network asked for 3 sheets for food.
Oh.
And then when we gave it to them, they're just like, whoa, this guy is crazy.
But, I mean, that's what makes the show work.
Right.
It does. But you know what? A lot of networks are just protecting themselves against their sponsors, and they never want to break the mold. And they wanted to shove me into a square hole or whatever. So.
Do you – and can I – am I given – if I tell the story about what happened to you at Voodoo Lounge in Las Vegas, am I giving something away?
No, you can say whatever the hell you want.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I just want to, you know, I get these media copies of stuff, and I'm not sure whether I'm going to give anything away.
No, I mean, A, that one aired, and B,
good, okay, that
you know,
aired.
If you want to say something.
I love it when you get hit in the eye by the bottle. I love the fact that you start the show, and the very first time I see you, you have a shiner.
Yeah.
And you don't say a word about it in the beginning of the show. And I'm like, yeah. This guy is a partier. I mean, I'm looking at it as an Irish guy, and I'm saying, oh, my God, he is a partier. He's got a black effing eye. It was amazing. And you got it because one of those fancy bartenders was doing the cocktails and dreams crap, the flare stuff.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you hear it. And it's off camera, Rob.
Oh.
That's the thing that kills me. You hear this?
You know what? That's the thing. But Curtis, the camera guy, he's so good. He's on the action, and the bottle flew out, and then you just pan to me, and I'm just holding my eye, going. I think, quite frankly, that was awesome.
I think
that was the best part of the show. Yeah.
It was the best part of the show, and you knew how to do it because you did the whole slow motion. Oh no!
How big of a crew do you travel with when you go on a shoot like that?
Well, let's talk about the fact that I took it like a man. For a second.
He did.
The fact that a bottle smacked me in the eye.
Amazing welt. I mean, immediately, it looked like what a boxer would have when he got clocked.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want you guys to say. Okay, what was the other question?
Here the deal, Zane, the deal is that you're either, you either are a very tough guy. Or you bruise like my Aunt Regina.
My wife, yeah.
And your wife's in that episode, too. She's pretty hot.
Yeah, she's a trooper.
Will you take some phone calls?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, somebody wants to talk to you here, a guy that's on this show on a regular basis, Robert the Angry Mailman. You want to say something to Zane, Robert?
Oh, no.
Hey, Zane.
Yes.
Hey, buddy. I've been to Thailand, been to Bangkok, been to Pat Pong and Nana. You need to go back there and go to the Kangaroo Club, and the drinks will be the last thing you think about.
Yeah.
Are you talking about hookers, Robert?
You know, I think that's a different show, and I think that's a different network.
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Mike,
yes.
I told you, it's the best bar on the planet.
Is this where you go, Robert, and the women immediately approach you?
Yes. And they got a great bar, and then they got a whole bunch of sofas.
And this is where African Americans are like revered too, right in Bangkok.
Right, but any Americans, period, are
you? Your phone, Robert. Your goddamn phone again. It's dropping
phone.
Out. I'm
How
sorry.
Could any girl want him? Honestly, I'm just curious.
The same reason they would
money.
Want you. And he pays good money. Another question.
That is awesome. He's, by the way, he's clearly a fan of the show.
Clearly. Yeah, he obviously digs your show. Let's go to Daniel in Folsom. You're on with Zane Lamprey. Is it Lamprey or Lamprey?
I don't care.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We're on with my man, Zane.
Hey, Zane, you are one funny MF-er.
That is solid, man. Thank you.
My wife and I watch the show all the time. She's got the steaming undies for you big time.
Who?
My wife.
That's awesome.
Hey. Mike, the funniest episode is when Zane was in Munich, I think, for Oktoberfest.
Yes.
And he goes up this ride that's a conveyor belt, and he flips, and he hits the top of the conveyor belt.
You know what? I thought that would be I actually did that on purpose because I thought it would be funny. and I had bruises and welts to show. That it was funny. But
so what, do you get a major injury every show? Is that the way it works, Zane?
I either get hurt or I get sick in every episode.
Now, that brings me to my next question about this. When you're doing a show called Three Sheets, obviously about drinking, have you drinking to pukedom any time on the show?
Yeah, you know,
did I say drinking? You did.
You said pukedom.
I'm sorry.
Move on.
It sounds like you belong in Munich.
You know, hold on a second.
We're two sheets now.
That brings me to another statement that I haven't even brought up to Zane. Zane.
Wait.
Do you know that we're drinking on the show today?
I was going to ask you what you're drinking.
This is BYOB Friday on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay.
Every single day when the Friday rolls around, we actually bring in the beer, we bring in the vodka, and we have a drinking radio show every single Friday. And it has been blessed by management, and that excites me greatly. So if you ever have your cameras, thank you very much. And
there's good news.
We'll clean it up. It'll be fantastic. But have you consumed so much that you got sick while taping the show?
It stinks because I'm leading into something that no one's going to be able to wait. It's going to be a while. I just got back from Africa literally 2 days ago.
Wow. Is this for
Three Sheets?
For Three Sheets.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went to Namibia. And Namibia is, there's a very German town there. It's like Germany, but
and
it's
difficult
Africa.
To say when you're drunk also.
And it was in Swakopmund. And
is that right? Hey, man, not on this show, okay?
I'm sorry.
Take it easy.
Really.
This is family show. They follow every beer with a shot of Jägermeister. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
I would love to.
and it was just wrong. It's like what? It's a competition to see who can die first. So I died first.
The devil horns. Yeah. Jägermeister, yes, Buzz, you have a question.
Zane, have you done the absinthe yet, or have you visited any bars?
I did do the absinthe. There you go. I'm going to use this as a self-promoting segue.
Uh-huh.
Into this thing that I do called Zane Crawl.
Zane Crawl. I want to hear about Zane Crawl. I want to play.
There's absinthe involved in it. Here's what I do. I take a group of 50 fans on a pub crawl, international pub crawl in U.S. cities. I did L.A. I did New York. Boston's coming up in August.
What about D.C.?
Then Chicago. Then San Francisco. D.C., I couldn't hang in D.C. It was too much. Now, maybe next year. But what we're trying to do is give people...
Maybe next year. Thanks for breaking a young boy's heart.
We're trying to get people to go to other cities, not do it in their own city. So Boston's perfect for you guys. And
no, you know what I think we should do? We should go out to... oh, my God, I have been drinking. We should go out to Sacramento.
Yeah.
We should have KHTK fly us out to Sacramento.
Great
and
idea.
Then we should, go down towards...
What are you saying?
We should go down to go to the pub crawl in San Francisco.
You should probably do it.
Uh-huh. I think it's a great idea.
Business expense. And you know what? We have all sorts of stuff.
I'll do it if you put me on TV.
Well, it's not for... I will put you on TV, but it's not for the show. It's a...
I don't care. I've been drinking, Zane.
He'll fight you.
I'll fight you. I will fight
you. I'll give the typical L.A. answer. Yeah, we'll do it, yeah.
We'll do it. Now, how long have you been floating around L.A., like doing stand-up and stuff like that before you were known on both the Food Network and also
Mojo? I've been on here for a decade. I used to actually shine shoes. That's not true. That's not true at all.
No, all right, let me put the laugh track on for that. So that's very good. We have another question for you. Would you entertain it?
I will. Wow. I will.
Let's
but,
go.
But then after it, I'm going to plug ZaneCrawl.com where people can come and get drunk with me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
okay.
Do plug it afterwards. Let's go.
I'm not going to plug ZaneCrawl.com yet. I'll
very
wait.
Good.
Not
now.
Wait
yet.
On that.
Ira in Wheaton, you're on with Zane Lamprey for Three Sheets. It's Mojo HD.
Where's Wheaton?
Wheaton is a suburb of our nation's capital.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Ira, what's your question for Zane? Ira.
Ira.
Hello, Ira.
Ira Gold.
I guess I'm not that big in Wheaton.
Oh, that's a shame. Ira's drinking,
ouch,
too. Well, we're drinking. I enjoy it. Your crew, are they allowed to drink when they're photographing you?
They, that's funny because I can't hang with my crew.
You can't?
Why?
Like
why?
They party too much? Or
they are ridiculous.
Really? Like, so they're animals, all of them?
They'll wait until the end of the until we're done shooting, and then they'll go and afterwards, and then they'll keep drinking. I'm hearing two separate lines. I'm hearing her screening people too.
Oh, you are? All right, hold on a second.
I'm getting all confused, dude. I got ADD. I'm going.
Wait,
nuts.
I'll take care of that. Can you hear me now? Better? Is that better?
There you are. Oh, thank God.
Did
guys,
I fix
thank
it?
You.
All right, very good. I was okay, trying
so here's
to...
the deal. The crew, as soon as we're done shooting,
right?
They'll pretty much clean up the bar. We got all something we called unfinished business.
Right.
And
right.
That is like if I take a sip of like, 10 different beers, and I'm trying to 10 different beers, we pour them all into one thing, and then Curtis, the camera guy, will finish it. He's,
oh my God.
Kamikaze.
I'm getting totally ramped up listening to you, dude.
Unfinished
I like
business. He doesn't mess around.
All right. One last question for Zane. We're going to go to, I don't know where we're going to. Ty, where are you calling from, Ty?
I'm calling from Manteca, California.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Zane likes that. Go ahead, Ty.
This is fantastic.
All right, what's your question?
Well, I wanted to know the story on Pleiades the monkey.
Pleiades.
Pleiades the monkey. What the hell is that?
Pleiades is a good story.
Go ahead.
I'll give you the short. See if I can make it short. my wife and I we got engaged and we said,
Have you been drinking this afternoon? I'm just curious.
I have been drinking. Yeah, I'm going to start as soon as I hang up. I got a bottle getting warm in my
very
hand.
Very good. I think. Right.
So I basically my wife and I we just got engaged. I said any skeletons in the closet. There were none. And I said, wait a second. I need to name my firstborn Pleiades. And I was just kidding. And yeah, it was funny. Whatever.
Please to give a spelling.
Pleiades.
Pleiades.
Is that a name you made up?
I made up a name because I was trying to scare her.
Okay. Pleiades.
And then months later on our first episode,
I will call the child Pleeply.
And I will call him Pleeply. He will be my son, and he will wear the badge. And so she put a little stuffed monkey in my bag. My wife did on my first episode in Ireland. She said, "Mommy sent me to take care of you. Love Pleeply." And so I was hiding the monkey in every episode to let my wife know I was thinking of her. It turned into a drinking game. Now when everyone sees the monkey, they have to drink. It's a drinking game as well as a drinking show, and then, like you pointed out, an education
with a monkey.
And your Zane crawls are scheduled. Is your next one in Boston?
The next Zane crawl is it's like August 8th, 7th, 8th, 9th, or something like that in Boston.
And then you do Chicago and San Francisco.
San Francisco. It is an awesome event. Like, you know, people pay one price. It covers the food, the booze, the hotel, the transportation, the gift bags, yada, yada.
All right, man, we can hook up and do something like that. That might be a lot of fun.
You guys got to come. I'm telling you, man, it's research.
And come to D.C. next year and be on the show with us.
I will come to D.C. Listen to this. Huh? I'll come to D.C. next year, and I'll be on the show with you.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you.
New episodes of Three Sheets Thursdays, 9 p.m. Mojo HD. If you missed last night, Three Sheets Barcelona.
I didn't see it. Did I have a mustache?
Check it out tonight. You had a shiner. Check it out tonight, all on Mojo HD. Zane Lamprey, nice having you on the show.
All right, guys. Good luck with your show. I will see you soon in person next time.
All right, excellent. Thanks a lot for joining us, man. We'll see you soon.
Thanks, Zane.
Cheers.
There he goes.
Three Sheets.
I thought he'd be drunk. I'm a little disappointed.
You were hoping.
Okay. Maybe he'll do the show sometime because we're all getting drunk right now.
You were hoping for an unlevel playing field.
You know, we're not getting drunk.
No,
we're drinking responsibly.
That's all you ever have done.
All right, coming up, we are going to jam this studio with Buzz Babes.
All right.
Damn it.
Did that sound dirty?
I like it.
Man, I like it. We'll be right this after that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.